Wow, this batch of articles about AI and education, you guys really got us thinking with this stuff. It's not just about catching cheaters anymore. You know,
No, not at all.
we're really starting to rethink what good grades even mean.
Yeah, it's really fascinating how AI tools like ChatGPT are kind of exposing a flaw that's been in the education system for ages. This whole obsession with grade, like they're the ultimate measure of success instead of, whether students are actually mastering the material.
That's exactly what stood out to me in this piece we're looking at today called Pasted Text. Grades become the end goal, not mastery of subject matter.
Oh, interesting.
It's from Friday SLO Talks.
Okay.
And it really argues that we're so focused on the destination, the grade,
All right.
that we've totally forgotten about the journey, the learning process,
Yeah.
which is kind of the whole point, right?
It is. And this brings up such a crucial question, especially in the age of AI. If grades aren't the best way to measure learning, what should we be focusing on?
Especially when AI can practically do the homework for you.
Right.
It's almost like we're rewarding students for the appearance of knowledge, not genuine understanding.
Exactly.
I mean, think about it. We could have students graduating with honors who can't actually apply what they supposedly learned.
Yeah, scary thought.
That's a scary thought.
And this disconnect between grades and true learning, it's probably something you've experienced yourself. I mean, think back. Have you ever gotten a good grade on something, but you felt like you didn't really learn it? Maybe you crammed for a test and forgot everything the next day?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, all those all-nighters in college just to pass exams.
Right.
I walked out feeling like I hadn't really gained anything lasting from it. Like
Yeah.
it was more about memorizing than understanding.
That's a perfect example of what this source is getting at. And it's especially concerning now with AI in the mix. Students can use AI to write essays or solve problems without even understanding the concepts. So we really need to find better ways to assess their actual skills and knowledge.
So how do we move past this reliance on traditional grades? Especially, like in higher education.
Yeah, that's a great question.
The source suggests this idea of shifting the focus from finishing a course or acing a test
Right.
to actually demonstrating skills and competencies. I mean, is that even realistic?
It is. It requires a pretty big shift in our thinking, though. What if instead of grades being these kind of arbitrary letters, they were actually a reflection of how well a student has developed certain skills and competencies?
Okay, so what would that look like?
Imagine this, instead of getting like a B plus in Introduction to Psychology, your transcript shows your proficiency in specific skills, like critical thinking or research methods. And each skill could be rated on a scale, from novice to expert, based on your work throughout the course.
So your transcript basically becomes a roadmap of your abilities, showcasing what you can actually do, not just a collection of letter grades.
And think about how valuable that would be for students applying for jobs or grad programs. Employers, admissions committees, they could see exactly what skills you bring to the table.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. But how do we actually measure those skills and competencies in a way that's meaningful and accurate?
Yeah.
I mean, we can't just rely on traditional tests if AI can easily ace them.
Right. We need a new approach to assessment. The source talks about something called competency-based assessment, which focuses on evaluating a student's ability to use their knowledge in real-world situations. So instead of just testing if you can remember facts, we're looking at whether you can analyze information, solve problems, communicate effectively.
So instead of just grading a history essay on grammar and structure, we might assess how well a student can analyze primary sources
Yeah, exactly.
or construct a historical argument.
Imagine a history course where instead of just writing an essay about the French Revolution, students have to design a museum exhibit that demonstrates their understanding of the key events, figures, and causes. That's a way more engaging and meaningful way to assess their knowledge and skills.
That's a really cool example, and it's making me think about how much more I would enjoy learning if my education focused on real-world applications like that. But how do we make this shift happen on a larger scale?
It's a big challenge, but the source offers some concrete solutions. One of the key ideas is to move away from traditional lectures and exams that emphasize rote memorization and move toward more hands-on, project-based learning. Instead of passively absorbing information, students would be actively applying it.
So less about memorizing facts and figures and more about actually using what you've learned to create something, solve a problem, explore a new idea.
And to assess that deeper level of learning, we need to explore alternative methods, things like portfolios, presentations, or even simulations. Instead of relying on multiple choice tests that AI can easily game, we can create assessments that require critical thinking, creativity, problem solving, skills that are uniquely human. It's about creating opportunities for students to show what they can do with their knowledge, not just what they can remember.
I'm starting to see how this shift could be incredibly beneficial for students. Instead of feeling pressured to get the right answer on a test, they'd be encouraged to explore, experiment, and really engage with the material.
Absolutely. And it aligns perfectly with the skills employers are looking for in today's world. Things like critical thinking, problem solving, and collaboration. These aren't things you can easily measure with a multiple choice exam.
So we're not just talking about changing grades. We're talking about changing the whole learning experience.
Exactly. And it's not about throwing out traditional assessments entirely.
Right.
You know, there's still a place for tests and quizzes, but they just shouldn't be the only measure of success.
It's about finding a balance, right? Using a variety of assessments that give students multiple ways to demonstrate their learning and really showcase their strengths.
Precisely. And that's where I think AI can actually play a really interesting role.
Hold on. I thought we were talking about how AI is making it harder to assess genuine learning.
Well, yeah, it's true. AI can be used to cheat, but it can also be a powerful tool for creating more personalized and effective learning experiences.
Okay, so how could we use AI to actually help students learn and demonstrate their abilities?
Imagine AI-powered platforms that can create personalized learning paths for each student, like adapting to their individual needs, providing targeted feedback.
So instead of everyone in a class moving through the material at the same pace, you could have like an AI tutor that helps students progress at their own speed.
Yeah.
Focusing on the areas where they need the most support.
Exactly. And AI could also be used to develop more sophisticated assessments that can accurately measure a student's mastery of complex skills. So instead of just grading a student's output, AI could analyze their thought process, their problem-solving strategies, their ability to connect different concepts.
So AI could actually help us get a more nuanced and holistic view of a student's learning. It's like we could use technology to make assessments more human, not less.
That's a great way to put it. And that brings us back to something the source highlighted. You know, we need to move beyond seeing AI as a threat and start thinking about how we can use it as a partner in the learning process.
It's about harnessing the power of technology to enhance learning and make assessment more meaningful, not just using it as a shortcut or a way to game the system.
Precisely. And this leads to another important point the source makes about intrinsic motivation.
I was hoping we'd get to that. It seems like even with the best technology and the most innovative assessments, if students aren't intrinsically motivated to learn, we're not going to see the kind of transformation we're talking about.
Absolutely. We can't just focus on changing the systems and structures. We also need to create learning environments that foster curiosity, creativity, and a love of learning.
So how do we do that? How do we cultivate that intrinsic motivation in students, especially in higher education?
Well, it's about moving away from a purely transactional view of education, where students are just trying to get a good grade, and toward a more holistic approach that emphasizes personal growth and development.
So instead of just teaching students what to learn, we need to teach them how to learn and why it matters.
Exactly. And that means creating learning experiences that are engaging, relevant, and meaningful to students' lives. It's about giving them the opportunity to explore their passions, to collaborate with others, to apply their knowledge in real-world settings.
So it sounds like this is where the role of educators becomes even more critical. It's not just about delivering information. It's about inspiring students and guiding them on their learning journey.
Absolutely. We need educators who are passionate about their subjects, who can create dynamic and engaging learning experiences, and who can mentor and support students as they develop their skills and competencies.
It's about fostering a love of learning that will last a lifetime, not just getting students through the next exam.
Precisely. And that's something that no AI can ever replace.
This whole conversation is making me think about the analogy from the source. Weighing a cookbook doesn't tell you how well someone can cook. Just seeing a transcript full of A's doesn't mean someone has truly mastered the skills they need to succeed in the world.
That's such a powerful image. It reminds us that learning is about so much more than just grades. It's about developing the knowledge, skills, and dispositions that will enable students to thrive in a complex and rapidly changing world.
So as we move forward in this age of AI, it seems like the real challenge isn't about figuring out how to prevent cheating or how to make grades AI-proof.
It's about redefining what it means to learn and how we measure success. It's about creating an education system that values genuine understanding, critical thinking, and the development of essential human skills.
And it's about fostering a love of learning that will empower students to become lifelong learners, adaptable and resilient in the face of whatever challenges that the future may hold. It really feels like we're at a crossroads in education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, AI is forcing us to confront some really fundamental questions about what it means to learn and how we measure success.
It's both exciting and a little bit daunting, right?
That's totally.
To think about all the possibilities and the challenges ahead.
What I found really encouraging in this source is that it's not about, like, being anti-AI.
Right.
It's about using AI as, like, a catalyst for positive change.
Exactly. Instead of fearing AI or trying to ban it from the classroom, we need to be thinking about how we can integrate it.
Yeah.
Thoughtfully and intentionally.
To enhance the learning experience.
Right.
It's about using technology to empower both students and educators, not replace them.
Precisely. And that brings us back to the big question we started with.
Yeah.
What does it really mean to learn in the age of AI?
Right.
If we're no longer just measuring success by grades, what should we be focusing on?
What are those core skills and competencies that will equip students to navigate a world that's, you know, increasingly complex and unpredictable?
Well, I think the source points us in the right direction. You know, it's about fostering those uniquely human skills that AI can't replicate.
Mm-hmm.
Critical thinking, creativity, problem solving, collaboration, communication, adaptability, resilience.
Those are the skills that will truly prepare students for the future, no matter what challenges or opportunities that future may hold.
Exactly. And those are the skills that we need to be prioritizing in our education system.
So it's not just about rethinking grades. It's about rethinking the whole purpose of education, right?
It's about creating a system that values and nurtures the full potential of every learner. It's about creating lifelong learners who are curious, adaptable, and equipped to make a positive impact on the world.
This deep dive has really opened my eyes to the possibilities and the challenges we face in this new era of education. I think it's given us all a lot to think about.
Absolutely. And if this conversation has sparked your curiosity, we encourage you to keep exploring these ideas. You know, think about how you can apply these concepts to your own learning or teaching, or even just start a conversation with someone about the future of education.
Because the future of education is ultimately in our hands. You know, it's up to us to shape a system that empowers every student to thrive and reach their full potential.